Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It don't matter where it takes me, long as I can keep this feeling running through my soul.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whatever you got going on. You're excited about or you're frightened about, it's a challenge or an opportunity. You're starting up, you're growing, or you're divesting of yourself of your business. Whatever, wherever you are on the time continuum of ownership, we've got something that will help you there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check out the poll question, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Speaking of free newsletters, Cliff Inico is here to talk to us about that very topic. He's one of the attorneys in our brain trust, but also one of the guys we turn to when we want to understand the business of the online world. Cliff Finico, thanks again for hanging out with us. My newsletter is next month my newsletter will be 13 years old.
Wow, great.
And I've given it away ever since.
Uh-huh.
Right? Just to build, you know, just the way most newsletters start out online, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
And so you were telling us in the previous segment about you know, if you're offering an app, a mobile app or any kind of content platform or any kind of whatever service or whatever, you know, you got to decide how are you going to monetize this, because when you know that's the deal, right? You got to have a business model.
You got to do it, and if you're giving it away for free, I mean, you know, first of all, I mean, there's nothing illegal or immoral about that. TV was always like that too.
Right.
I mean, you paid for the TV set, but you know, until cable came along, you didn't have to pay for access to the airwaves.
Right.
That was
right.
Given away free. You know, so it's. But the thing is, once people see something's free, it's very hard to charge for it later on.
Mm-hmm.
Ask the airlines about this with the
right.
baggage handling fees.
Right.
I mean, you know, for years you were never charged for that. And, you know, now you go on an airplane and people are putting their entire lives in the overhead bins
right.
to avoid paying $25
right.
per bag fee.
A sofa recliner,
people resist
the whole thing.
It.
Yeah.
Exactly, and people raise like hell. Facebook just last week, like I said, they're changing their policies now. They're now starting to charge companies for people for you know who want to respond to other people's you know postings on Facebook, and it's raising holy hell with them right now because they you know Mark Zuckerberg made a commitment very early on. We will never charge for Facebook pages. We will never do that.
Well,
you know, and now he's starting to get some pushback
well,
on this from his customers.
Wall Street's going to change. All that for him. When you go public,
Public,
you march to the tune of Wall Street, not to your customers.
Oh, yes, and you march to the tune to the SEC and a whole lot
That's
of other
right.
folks that
That's
you
right.
never had to deal with before.
But
so,
back to regular folks on Main Street.
Right.
You were talking about the television model, the newspaper model versus the magazine model versus the TV model.
Yeah, the TV model is you give the product away for free and you hope you make your revenue on advertising. But there's also another model out there, which I try to encourage my tech client to do, which is the newspaper or the magazine model. You know, those of us who still read Dead Trees, you know, what newspapers historically have done is they charge a very small and reasonable fee. You know, the newsstand fee, the subscription fee is usually very modest. I get the Wall Street Journal for a whole year for like $200. You know, that covers your operating expenses, number one. And that's the idea. The idea is mm-hmm. you cover your operating expenses with that. That way, you know, and then you make your profit on advertising, you know, legal data sales, you know, stuff that doesn't violate people's property rights and any other way you can. Newspapers and magazines have worked that way for years. And what it does, it may limit your customer base. You may not get as many customers as you would by giving the product away for free, but I think you get better quality customers.
Yeah.
You get people who care more about the product, who are more committed, and what's more, you've established that there's a fee for the product, so if you have mm-hmm. to raise your fees later on, that's a lot less painful than charging for a product that has historically been free.
And if you've been around a long time like me, you know, 13 years ago, 1999, Cliff,
mm-hmm.
it was virtually impossible to get anybody, I mean, there was no mechanism, really, very, or at least it would be a very expensive mechanism, and most people weren't doing it that much to charge people online for a subscription.
Right, exactly.
1999, that was almost unheard of.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And now, you know, you got PayPal and you got all those things. It makes it a lot easier, your iTunes account or whatever. But in those days, it was very difficult.
Yeah, and now it's a lot easier. So I tell people, take advantage of that. Start getting revenue from the get-go. That makes you more attractive to investors too.
Would you say even if it's a token amount like a dollar or something like that?
Yeah, make it affordable. Know your market. If you're selling stuff to college kids, these kids have no money, so they're not going to pay $30 a year for anything. Mm-hmm. You have to be
well.
To be
even if they've got money, they're not going to pay for it because they think everything should be free.
That's true.
They do.
But also, too, like, you know, I don't know if you know much about this, but you can review products and stuff online.
Mm-hmm.
There's a website called angieslist.com where they actually charge you a small fee to post reviews. You can open an account which entitles you to post reviews and tell people what a wonderful guy Jim Blasingame mm-hmm. or Cliff Enico is and stuff like that. And then there's a lot of other sites, too. There's Yelp.com and Amazon
right.
does this, too, where you can post reviews and they don't charge you anything. I don't know about you, but I find the reviews on Angie's List to be much better quality than
because
the ones on
pay for it.
Right, exactly. I think you just get a better quality of person. Someone who's paying $5 a month for the privilege of posting a review online is going to take more time and think more carefully.
But why would I pay
about what
$5
saying.
To post a review to help someone else? Why would people do
well,
that?
Well, it's just to establish themselves as an expert. I sometimes post reviews on things to, you know, let people know that, hey, this is Cliff Enico and you got a great book on eBay, but here's some things you could have done differently.
Right.
You know, this establishes my credibility and my bona fides as a quote-unquote expert. So the people that do that. But my point is, though, that I think that when people pay for something, they invest more time in it. Here's something real silly. I go to library book sales all the time, and I bring back, you know, shopping bags full of books for like 50 cents a buck a piece. I hardly ever read those. But the books that I buy at Barnes & Noble where I pay $25, those books get read.
Immediately.
Yeah. It may sound silly, but when you invest something
you are
in something...
Exactly, I do the same thing. I have the same situation. Cliff, give us your website quickly, please.
Okay, it's succeedinginyourbusiness.com.
Check it out, folks. 10 till more from Cliff Enico after these messages. Stay with us.
Cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.